Good morning, beloved. Well, it's time for us to share our few minutes together this morning in God's Word, and I am so blessed that you have chosen to invite me into your home so that we can share these few minutes together on this beautiful Thursday morning. Today we're in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 29, and here we have the final warnings that bring Jesus' Sermon on the Mount to a close. And his teachings amaze the people. Again, God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So, let's begin reading Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 15. Be on your guard against false prophets. They come to you looking like sheep on the outside, but on the inside, they are really like wild wolves. And you will know them by what they do. Thorn bushes do not bear grapes, and briars do not bear figs. A healthy tree bears good fruit, but a poor tree bears bad fruit. And a healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a poor tree cannot bear good fruit. And any tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know the false prophets by what they do. Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do what my Father in heaven wants them to do. When the judgment day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, in your name we spoke God's message, in your name we drove out many demons and performed many miracles. Then I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you wicked people. So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain poured down, the rivers flooded over, and the wind blew hard against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain poured down, the rivers flooded, the wind blew hard against that house, and it fell. And what a terrible fall that was. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowds was amazed by the way he taught. He wasn't like the teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, where Jesus said, So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You know, beloved, we go to church, every Sunday. In some churches, you have Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday evening services. Other churches, we have morning masses, and people are there every morning for mass. I mean, you can spend a lot of time being in church and listening to the Word of God being proclaimed, but if you don't let the words that you have heard change your life, then all this effort is worthless. It's for nothing. When you hear the Word of God being proclaimed and you say, oh, that blesses me, but you don't allow that Word of God to change your life, to influence you to do good things, to begin to act like the Word is instructing you to act, then you just might as well stay home because it's not doing you any good. And so, as it said, anyone who hears these words and obeys them is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. And that house represents your whole life. Everything that you have done, anything that has any value to you is represented by that house. And because you are doing these things according to what you have learned from God's Word, your house, your life is going to stand. Amen? Well, that brings our time together to an end this morning. I need you to join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Matthew chapter 12. And here Jesus is teaching about observing the Sabbath. You know what? I forgot to pray. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you teach with authority. May I always listen for your voice and obey your words. Guide me today as I seek to do your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our time together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow, as I said, when we're going to be reading Matthew chapter 12. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.